Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 16 and ending in verse 21. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But not everyone welcomes the good news, for Isaiah the prophet said, "Lord, who has believed our message?" So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message? Yes, they have. The message has gone throughout the earth, and the words to all the world. But I ask, did the people of Israel really understand? Yes, they did, for even in the time of Moses, God said, "I will rouse your jealousy through people who are not even a nation. I will provoke your anger through the foolish Gentiles." And later Isaiah spoke boldly for God, saying, "I was found by people who were not looking for me. I showed myself to those who were not asking for me." But regarding Israel, God said, "All day long I opened my arms to them, but they were disobedient and rebellious." Once again, that was Romans chapter 10 verses 16 through 21 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Everyone has a choice to accept or reject God's love and forgiveness. It is not enough to call yourself a Christian any more than it was enough to be called an Israelite. Salvation is a transformative relationship with our Father, filled with His Spirit, through the sacrifice and love of Jesus. The mark of this relationship is love and trust, and it is lived out in our actions. You can always tell when a person has an authentic, devoted relationship with Christ. Christians have a job to make sure everyone has heard the message of God. We do this with our words and our lives and the way we love one another. We cannot and should not try to make others choose Jesus. We are witnesses, as it is written in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, not prosecutors or judges, like what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 verse 1. God's forgiveness is a free offer to every human being on the planet. Some will choose to accept His forgiveness and find freedom. Some will choose materialism and their own selfishness. Some will ignore His offer completely. The rejection of others must not stop the calling of your life to be a witness for Christ. Success is not measured in their response but in your faithfulness. Let Christ shine through you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How do you know you have a real relationship with Jesus, not just the name, quote, Christian, end quote? What is the best way you can be a witness for Jesus? How can you avoid being discouraged when people reject your witness? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.